Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week, I'm keeping things light and easy with a show all about happiness in popular song. I'm not simply looking at songs that can be construed as happy, but songs where being happy or trying to become happy is the actual theme. Most major songwriters from the Great American Songbook wrote songs about this, including Richard Rodgers, Harold Arlen, and Julie Stein. We'll hear those songs and more this hour, sung by Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, and Nat King Cole. It's Get Happy, Happiness in Popular Song, coming up next on Afterglow.
Skies ain't gonna cloud no more, the crops ain't gonna fail. Caught a bluebird by the toe, a rainbow by the tail. A certain man with eyes that shine. The cabin's gloomy and the table's bare. But when he troubles fly away and life is easy. Girl, does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Happiness is just a thing called Joe, little Joe.
Peggy Lee in 1957 from her Capitol album called The Man I Love, performing Happiness is a Thing Called Joe. The arrangement there was by Nelson Riddle and the orchestra conducted by none other than Frank Sinatra. Happiness is a Thing Called Joe was written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg for the 1943 film version of the musical Cabin in the Sky, which originally had songs by Vernon Duke and John Latouche in the 1940 Broadway show. The all-black cast was groundbreaking for the time, and this song was nominated for an Academy Award. In the film, Happiness is a Thing Called Joe is performed by Ethel Waters, who plays Petunia, the loving and faithful wife to the ungrateful gambler Little Joe. It takes a near-death experience for Joe to realize that happiness is a thing called Petunia. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm exploring the theme of happiness in the music of the Great American Songbook. Happiness is enshrined into American history as one of the unalienable rights in the Declaration of Independence. And this pursuit of happiness has continued to be a theme in all aspects of American culture, from politics, religion, ethics, philosophy, psychology, economics, and, yes, even music. Any number of songs can be considered happy. Happiness is basically implied in any cheerful tune about young love, sunshine, or dancing. But what about the feeling itself? To begin, here's a song that channels an African-American spiritual approach to happiness. This is Ella Fitzgerald with Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's Get Happy on Afterglow.
have a real good time. Here's some pretty music, rhythm and rhyme. All you got to do is get off of the dime, and let's get happy tonight. If you want to hear some low-down stuff and a little something off the cuff, all you got to do is lose that bluff, and let's get happy tonight. If you seem you're always losing, trouble you're always oozing, try a little vocal cruising. The batta doo, the batta doo, the batta doo, the batta doo. Now you really got the ways and means. It's good from North Dakota to New Orleans. If you want to get back to your teens, let's get happy tonight. La la la, do da do da do da do da, ra do la do de, ra do la do de, ra da do la de. Get ready for the judgment. Come on, you brothers, let's all get happy. Chase all the blues away. Rari ari adu ta de, rari ari adu ta de, rari ari adu ta de, rari ari 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 ari. Now you really got the ways and means. Good from North Dakota to New Orleans. If you want to get back to your teens, get off the cuff, lose all your bluff, get off a dime and have a wonderful time. Then man, let's get mellow as a cello. Let's get happy tonight.
The King Cole Trio in 1939 with Let's Get Happy, a tune by Dan Ahrens, inspired by the other tune we heard in that set. Before that, Ella Fitzgerald in 1961 with Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's 1930 song Get Happy, one of Harold Arlen's very first tunes. Happy songs show up all the time in the theater. In fact, many of these happy tunes we'll explore this hour originated in a musical of some kind before becoming a pop standard. Here are two such theater tunes now, beginning with Blossom Dearie in 1964, and a tune from the 1960 musical Bye Bye Birdie. This is Put On a Happy Face on Afterglow.
Gray clouds are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Clouds are gonna clear up with sunshine all over the place. If you'll put on a happy face.
Happy talk, keep talking happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talk, keep talking a happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley from their 1962 duet album performing Happy Talk, a song from the 1949 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific. Before that, Blossom Dearie from her 1964 album May I Come In, performing the Charles Strauss and Lee Adams song Put on a Happy Face from the 1960 musical Bye Bye Birdie. These next two songs about happiness are both written by the same songwriting pair, Vincent Yeomans and Irving Caesar. Both Yeomans and Caesar songs are from the 1920s, one from the 1925 musical No No Nanette and one from the 1927 musical Hit the Deck, and both songs are about conditional happiness, where one's happiness depends entirely upon someone else. First, here's Doris Day in 1950 performing the Vincent Yeomans and Irving Caesar song I Want to Be Happy on Afterglow.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth-giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say smiling through, I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
Thank you. living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you?
When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send that sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. I won't be happy.
She won't be happy.
I won't be happy till the day you're happy too.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rains from the skies, as long as I can find that sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's because I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm so happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rains from the skies, as long as I can find that sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, baby, then again I hate you. But when I hate you, it's because I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm so happy when I'm with you.
Two songs about conditional happiness by Vincent Yeomans and Irving Caesar. Just now we heard Carmen McRae in 1955 performing Sometimes I'm Happy, that comes from the 1927 musical Hit the Deck, and before that Doris Day with the Paige Cavanaugh Trio in 1950 and I Want to Be Happy, that comes from the 1925 musical No No Nanette. In those last two songs, the person's happiness was determined by a lover. To quote, "Sometimes I'm happy, my disposition depends on you." Of course, love is not the only thing that can make someone happy. Sometimes happiness can be derived from vices. Despite what religion tends to argue over and over again, many people have become very happy by being bad. Salvation be damned. Here's a song from the king of vice, Louis Jordan. This is I'll Die Happy on Afterglow.
Yeah! Don't tell me nothing, I know what I'm doing. Yeah, Daddy, I'm a real fast liver and a trouble giver. I'm a whiskey taster and a money waster. And the old folks say I won't live long, but I'll die happy. I'm a good time lover living undercover. I'm a real low raider and a aggravator. And I know I won't always be strong, but I'll die happy. So when they plant my body neath the sod, please don't take it so hard. 'Cause when I'm copping that eternal nod, I'll be the happiest cat in the graveyard. Well, I'm a loud noise maker and a belly shaker. I'm a goofball user and a chick abuser. And I can't live right for living wrong, but I'll die happy.
You just a square, Daddy.
It ain't no you.
I ain't got no place for no squares, Daddy. I'm gonna stay on in here. I'm gonna stay on in here long as I can. When I go out, I ain't gonna miss a thing. Yeah, just keep me right on in there, Daddy. Keep me right on in there. Ah, yeah. Keep me on in there. Let me float around a while. Yeah, wow. Let it go.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five in 1954 with I'll Die Happy, a song written by Fleecy Moore and John Hendricks. Coming up after a short break, we'll hear more songs all about happiness. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stephen R. Miller, CPA, in downtown Bloomington at Grand Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been whistling a happy tune this hour, exploring songs all about happiness.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid.
That, of course, was I Whistle a Happy Tune from the 1951 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical The King and I, sung that same year by Frank Sinatra. Not my favorite song about happiness, but I felt like it at least needed a mention. Let me turn my attention now to a happy tune that I do enjoy quite a bit. This one is actually referred to by the subtitle, The Happy Tune. This is a live recording featuring Mr. Frank Sinatra on the radio program of the young Gary Crosby in 1954. The duo, Frank and Gary, are performing a happy tune that Gary and his father, Bing Crosby, made famous in 1950. This is Frank Sinatra and Gary Crosby with Sam's Song, a.k.a. The Happy Tune, on Afterglow.
Here's a happy tune you'll love to croon. They call it Sam's Song. Catchy as can be the melody. They call it Sam's Song. Nothing on your mind, and then you find you're humming Sam's Song. Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do. People in the street, the ones you meet, they're whistling Sam's Song. Everyone you see will soon agree that it's a grand song. So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong if you learn to croon this happy tune. They call it Sam's Song.
Now here's another treatment. This classic American theme brought to you by Mr. Gary Crosby.
Thank you very much.
Grand.
Here's a happy tune
that'll bring you a smile all the while. When you croon it, you're really in style. And
the title is Sam's Song. It's catchy as can be,
with a sly little beat and the melody sweet. Keeps you tapping your feet. And
the title is Sam's Song. Nothing on your mind
but the news of the day and the bills you must pay. Keep your hair turning gray, but you're still humming Sam's Song.
Hey, this kid knows this thing.
Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do. People that you meet,
hello Joe, what you know, and remind me to mow. Tell them business is slow, but I'm whistling
Sam's Song. Everyone you see
has a story to tell or a gimmick to sell, but agree that it's swell and it's really a
grand song. So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong if you learn to croon
like a lark in the park who is making his mark, serenading the dark with a chorus of
Sam's Song. If you learn to croon the happy tune, they call it Sam's Song.
Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and build our little love nest. I wanna go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy.
Thank you.
do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart. Build our little love nest. I wanna go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna go where you go. Why don't you let me do what you do? Come on, get me, we'll make love, then I'll be happy.
Shout for happiness, there's no joy unless you shout for happiness all day through. Oh, sing, sing, let your voices ring, bid your troubles adieu. Take the joy that is meant for you. Don't sit in a corner like Jackie Horner, get where the bright lights are. Just look up high, search the sky, find your lucky star. Shout, shout, shout for happiness, there's no joy if you're blue. Shout for happiness all day through. I see right in front of me but Max Goldie in the flesh. Hey, gosh, but you're looking well and full of spirits, too. No, I didn't say whiskey. Come on, Max. Tell me, what makes you feel for happiness, huh? Been to see the cup final. Oh, I can see it right in your eye. You're just dying for a drink, huh? Well, come on, let's go.
Handful of happy tunes. Just now we heard British singer Al Boley and American bandleader Ray Noble with the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra in 1931 performing Shout for Happiness. That's a British import, and the Brits cared about happiness just as much as the Americans. Friedrich Nietzsche cheekily said in his book Twilight of the Idols, quote, "Mankind does not strive for happiness. Only the Englishman does." And he's right. Al Boley sang songs titled Happy and Contented, I'll Do My Best to Make You Happy, and Make Yourself a Happiness Pie. Before that, we heard Peggy Lee in 1947 performing the Lou Brown, Sidney Clare, and Cliff Friend song, Then I'll Be Happy. That song was written in 1925. And starting that set, we heard Frank Sinatra and Gary Crosby live in 1954 performing a song made famous by Gary and his father, Bing Crosby. That was Sam's Song, otherwise known as the Happy Tune. I have some more happy tunes for you in this next set, and these next two tunes were both from the 1960s, one written by the familiar Great American Songbook team of Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn, the other written by the less familiar songwriting team of Alan Gordon and Gary Bonner. First, here's Tony Bennett with the Van Heusen and Burke tune, Walkin' Happy, on Afterglow.
There's a kind of walk you walk when the world's undone you. There's a kind of walk you walk when you're walking proud. There's a kind of walk you walk when the neighbors shun you. There's a kind of walk you walk sets you above the crowd. There's a kind of walk you walk when somebody loves you. that's very much like walking on a cloud. Good fortune found you, Chappie, and your life's a happy Valentine. When you're walking happy, don't the blooming world seem fine? There's a kind of walk you walk when you feel like crowing. There's a kind of walk you walk when you're on your way. There's a kind of walk you walk when your pride is showing. There's a kind of walk you walk when today's your day. There's a kind of walk you walk when the world's all rainbows and your heart's hopping like a popping jay. So you had best believe it, Chappie. You'll find that life is finger snappy the day you learn that walking happy gives the world a shine. So just keep walking happy with your hand in mine. Whoa, just walk it, honey. That's it. Straight ahead.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be so very fine. So happy together. See me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it has to be the only one for me is you and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it has to be the only one for me is you and you for me. Happy together. I think about you day and night. It's only right when you love a gal to hold her tight and hope and pray that every day you'll be happy together. If I should call you on the telephone, invest a dime and hear you say you're my own. I want you to love me, I want you to lead me, because we're happy together. I can see me loving nobody but you for all of my life.
Two happy tunes from the 1960s. Just now we heard Mel Torme from his 1969 album A Time for Us performing the 1967 Turtles song Happy Together, written by the songwriting team of Alan Gordon and Gary Bonner. Before that, we heard Tony Bennett singing in 1998 and performing the Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn tune Walking Happy, a tune from the early 1960s that wasn't released until the 1966 musical, also called Walkin' Happy. Let's turn our attention now to two classic Happy songs that are a little slower in tempo. The first one comes from the 1960 musical Do Re Mi by Julie Stein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green, and the other one dates back to the 1920s, was used in FDR's presidential campaign, but was turned into a ballad by a young cabaret singer in the early 1960s who took the pop music world by storm. First, though, here's June Christie in 1961 performing the Stein, Comden, and Green song Make Someone Happy on Afterglow.
Someone happy, make just one someone happy, make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one man you're life to cling to. Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found him, build your world around him. Make someone happy. Make
howdy, gay times.
cloudy gray times. You are now a thing of the past. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. So let's sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone.
Barbra Streisand from her debut album for Columbia from 1963. That was her breathing new life into the old 1929 standard Happy Days Are Here Again, a song once associated with Franklin Delano Roosevelt when it was used in his presidential campaign in 1932, but I'd argue that post-1963, that song was the sole property of Streisand. Before that, we heard June Christie and Bob Cooper in 1961, with Make Someone Happy, a song from the Betty Comden, Adolph Green, and Julie Stein musical Do Re Mi. Well, we've reached the conclusion of our happiness show, and I have one more song that puts a different kind of face on the theme, pun intended. It's a song that actually is all about sadness, but it offers a remedy. If things are going bad, just do what someone who is happy would do, and that's smile. Here's Nat King Cole in 1954 with the Charlie Chaplin song, Smile, on Afterglow.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Nat King Cole, in 1954, singing the Charlie Chaplin melody, Smile, from the 1936 film Modern Times. The words and title to that song were later added by John Turner and Jeffrey Parsons, and Cole was the first to perform those lyrics. And thanks for tuning in to this happiness edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stephen R. Miller, CPA, in downtown Bloomington at Graham Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.
That you're walking on air, having a care, you're happy.